What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, sans vason, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Today, we're going to chat with a B2B tech company that's been doing employer branding for years, long before it was even a thing. Using their own technology, they've been able to figure out a robust EVP that speaks to the curious amongst us. Let's start the show.
Hey, Shannon and Alison, how are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Very good. All the better from hearing your voices. So yeah. Please introduce yourselves, what do you do, what brings you onto this podcast?
Okay, great. Well, I'm Shannon Allen, and I'm head of global branding and HR communications at SAS. And I'm responsible for a team that creates programs and campaigns that enhance our employee and candidate experience.
And I'm Allison Bonner Bogart, and I'm a part of Shannon's team in the global lead for our employer branding and all of our recruitment marketing efforts.
Great. And the company is SAS?
That's right. It is.
That's how we say it. Yeah, not SAS.
not SAS, not to be confused with the airline or the shoe company.
Or the special forces here in the UK.
Right. Special forces just here in the US for analytics.
So first of all, what is the talent challenge for SAS? Is it the awareness, because you're a sort of a B2B company that people know about you? Or what is the backstory to employer brand?
Sure. I think it's a couple of things. One is what you touched on. It's the awareness. So we have a bit of a problem, I would say definitely internationally, with who is SAS.
Yeah.
Based on what we touched, is it SAS? Who are we? There are a lot of technical companies out in the marketplace, and especially from an analytics perspective, there are many companies that do many things, especially with open being such a big hot thing that a lot of companies promote open, and they don't realize that SaaS is open as well, which, because that kind of leads into our second problem, because there are so many technical companies, that leads to the competition, right? Competing for that technical talent is so challenging, and especially that deep technical talent that requires STEM skills, analytical skills, right? And it just, there is not enough talent in the marketplace. So we're not only competing for that top technical talent, we're competing with a very small pool of talent.
Gotcha. And what is the strategy?
Yes. So basically, once we took a look at what was going on in the marketplace and with our company, we ended up saying we really need a focused employer brand strategy. We've been doing employer branding for a very long time. Our founder, when he built the company, always operated the company on, if you treat employees like they make a difference, then they will. And over time, that has really been the core of our employer branding strategy. And as the company continued to grow, we've actually been fortunate enough to grow in revenue every year since we've been in business. And that's part of the business case behind why taking care of your employees and that employer brand to build that experience is so crucial, because we've actually seen the business case ourselves, that the way you treat your employees is in turn the way they'll treat their customers. And so as we've looked at the marketplace recently, within probably the last 10 years or so, there's actually been the name employer brand associated with this kind of work that didn't exist 40 years ago when the company started. So really within the past couple years, that's when we started to say we need to not only build a formal strategy, but execute it as well.
Yeah, we always say that we were country before it was cool.
Yeah, so people-centric from the start. So that's always that's where you want to be when you embark on employer branding. So talk to me about your EVP. Is there one established? And if so, what does it look like? What's the tagline, pillars?
Yes. So we've had our EVP in place for a long time. You know, we talk about it, and instead of HR speak, we call it the employee experience, so people know what we're talking about. And this is something that we had surveyed employees from the very beginning to tell us what's important, right? Because SaaS, our talent, we always say it's products of the mind, right? It's not a consumer-based product. It's software. And so our folks are knowledge workers. And so the most important thing to them is the meaningful work, right? They want to come here. They love the thrill of solving a problem. And they want to know that what they do has meaning, that they're going to make a difference in the world. So if they're writing code, they want to know, what does that code do? Is it helping to stop the opioid epidemic? If they're selling it, you know, what are they selling for to help solve customer problems? So that's important. That meaningful work is number one. The second thing is empowerment. So you're hired and you're empowered to do that meaningful work. Your leadership lets you do the job that you were hired to do. You have the freedom to create. You are empowered to own your own career. And then the third thing is this world-class work environment. And it's not just here in Cary, North Carolina at World Headquarters. It's no matter what SaaS office you are around the world, right? We have these beautiful locations where you're inspired and you want to come to work every day. And again, that goes back to Allison mentioned that in the beginning, that our founder, Dr. Goodnight, has had that philosophy from the very beginning. And that comes from, again, he's a developer and coder himself, and he understood what it meant to, whether it was having a private office where he could sit and think and code, or he worked at NASA where he had to pay 25 cents to get a cup of coffee, and he didn't think that was right. So when he wanted to have his own company, he said, I'm going to make sure everybody gets free drinks and free snacks. So it's kind of, sometimes it's just the little things that make a difference.
And that was a long time before, many years before the tech campuses of Silicon Valley, wasn't it?
Exactly. And that's why I was joking earlier when I said we were country before it was cool. But he did have that philosophy in place from the very beginning. And it kind of goes back to treat, you know, if you treat people like they make a difference, they will. And it was all kind of based back in his roots of kind of doing the right thing for the people and being very intentional about setting that culture.
Great. And you mentioned that you've surveyed your employees. Out of interest, do you use your own products to do surveys or the insights or the analytical work to dig into this?
Yes. So that was years ago. We did use our own surveying tools to make sure that we were talking to our own employees to find out what was important to them. And for many years, so that's how we developed our EVP. And then for many years after that, we always used our own tools to do our global employee survey to, again, stay in touch with our own employees, finding out what was important to them, where were we doing well, what do we need to improve on. But that employee experience, that EVP, has always remained the same.
Great. Well, that's handy. So you've got meaningful work, empowerment, world-class work environment. So we're in a war for talent, especially tech talent. How does that make you unique versus some of the main talent competitors?
That's a great question. So, and I think that's the question that a lot of people in this space are asking themselves is, you know, lots of companies are selling, come work for us, change the world, make an impact. And I think the real question that employer branding practitioners need to ask is, but how are we changing the world? And when you can answer that question of how, that's when you're going to find out what your differentiator is. So yes, Facebook can change the world, but they're doing that by connecting people. You know, Google can change the world, but they're doing that by providing people information no matter where you are. How is SaaS changing the world? That was where we actually started an exploratory project last year to say we need to be able to answer that question and then build all of our go-to-market materials around whatever that core differentiating factor is. And so again, we of course went back to our employee base, surveyed them, held focus groups, because we didn't want to build this in a vacuum, because it really needs to be reflective of the culture and the people. We're just help giving it the look and feel in the platform to be able to amplify that message. So when we really dug in with our employees to say, how do you think we're changing the world, and what really does make us unique as an employer, it just kept coming back to this central theme of curiosity, which is also one of our four company values. Our mantra as a company is also be curious. So the fact that this really was kind of the heartbeat of the organization in terms of who the people are, that was where we landed on the idea that your curiosity matters. So when we're looking to recruit candidates, why would you come work for SaaS? Well, it's because here your curiosity matters, and because curiosity fuels innovation, it's that curiosity that's going to allow you to make an impact and change the world.
Nice. Great. Yeah. So important to have those proof points when you, especially when you get challenged. Right. And if we look at activation, as you've established your EVP, and where would you then be amplifying this messaging to candidates?
Yeah. So, you know, we spent probably a solid year actually gathering all the data, building this employer brand message. And then, like you said, we finally had to shift gears and actually put it out there in the world. So you move from that building phase into the launch and activation phase. And so to do that, we tackled a lot of things all at once to just try and make sure that we were reaching our audience on all of our various platforms. So we overhauled our careers and culture pages, our web pages. So hat tip to our web team, who were our partners in making that happen. And we also built a new page called our Storytellers, which is where we're really highlighting our people and sharing those stories that we've been collecting and sharing the information from people that we met along the way while conducting these focus groups, and saying, would you want to share your story? Because we really want to pull the curtain back for people when looking at whether they want to bring their career here. We don't want them to be surprised. We want them to be surprised in a good way. Yeah. We want to really show authentically what it's like to work here, so that they can self-select in and say, yes, this is the place for me. This is where I want to have my career. So then we also worked with our creative team to actually build an employer branding creative playbook. So it's a 53-page long playbook, but it's like our Bible, our Holy Grail. It's got everything in there, from our key messages, our look and feel, design elements, our personas, global governance. That way we can ensure globally that as we deploy this in the marketplace with talent, everyone's aligning back to that larger message, and we look like one company. And then, of course, organic social media, telling our employees stories, employee quotes, also leveraging all of the design elements and messaging in our paid digital advertising for recruitment marketing. So you name it, all of these things are starting to infiltrate both externally and internally, because it's important here too, once we recruit people based on this message, that they see when they get here, we live what we preach.
Yeah, exactly.
Infiltrate in a good way.
Yes.
You've launched all these initiatives, and where do you get the best bang for your buck at the moment?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I think it probably depends on what type of talent that we're hiring for. So, for example, I think one of the things that we've done this year particularly is that we are going after salespeople. And what we have found, we've done some very targeted digital ad campaigns in particular countries for particular skills. And we have found that that has been very helpful to us in a couple of different ways. ways. One, raising the awareness of who we are. We've gotten a lot of new followers, and also in finding candidates. So that has been a new success for us that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, and that one's a really important one too, because for the amount of money you're able to use for digital advertising, at least for our purposes at the moment, to gain that additional global brand awareness, we're able to do it at scale. We can reach a lot of people very quickly to build that general brand awareness. But in the meantime, while that's going on and we're having really targeted, focused campaigns, in the background, we always are working to make sure that we're content marketing along the way, because we all know that candidate journey is never just this one-stop shop. It's, you know, multiple touch points throughout the journey. And like Shannon said, even if they see an ad and they become a follower, but they're not ready to apply, at least they're following us now. So when we put out content on our channels, we're building this spot in their brain as, man, that's, you know, that's they're on my radar. If I decide I'm ready to make the jump, they're an employer of choice. So in the background, we always want to be sharing stories of our people, our culture, and what it's like to work here. So we're constantly building those touch points with candidates. And then for employees as well on the inside, when we share our own employee stories and give them the microphone and the spotlight, you know, we build so much engagement around that. People, we've recently been doing even more of that. And like you said, bang for your buck. I don't know that you can really place a premium on when you get an email back from somebody saying, I'm so honored that you thought I could be profiled or featured. I didn't even know that I had a story to share. And you're like, yes, everybody has one. So helping raise those people up, you know, I think really creates something special internally as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. And then the third step would be a measurement. Have you been able to measure return on investment or at least success in numbers and metrics?
Yeah, I think that's probably, you know, the million-dollar question is everybody wants to know how do you measure and what's the magic formula? So we look at a couple of different things based on the platform. So for example, on social, we can measure organically. We have a tool that we use so we can look at engagements, you know, number of likes, number of comments. From a paid perspective, we can look at the reach, the click-throughs. We look at impressions based on the cost. On our web platforms, obviously we have blogs and we look at kind of our top posts, the most viewed, average views per post, just to see what performs well. And then we try to make sure that we're matching what our audience wants based on that. But then we also look at our culture and career site. We use our web team and they help us with things like the number of unique views, and we have heat maps and time on site and bounce rates and things like that. So again, we're kind of seeing where people go, how long they're staying, is the content worth it? And then for some of our internal programs, we have some surveys that we run to make sure that we're hitting the mark on some of the programs that we run internally as well.
Yeah, and to Shannon's point, you know, people who are in this employer branding space, we all know we wear so many different hats. We have like 8 jobs in one. You're part digital marketer, part social media, part web, part creative, you know, you name it. And so we really like to hear, because we are a employer branding group with work streams around recruitment, marketing, social media, content marketing. We like to try and measure ourselves in a similar way to what somebody on the business side in marketing would say. Okay, if I'm a digital marketer on the business side, was my campaign for this product successful? How do they measure success? We can just translate that over on the talent side. Because one thing I think we're hearing a lot recently too is obviously people looking at things like cost per hire, time to fill. And definitely, yes, I think people in our all of our positions can influence that. And it is an important KPI indicator, key performance indicator, but at the same time, there are so many more pieces and parts that go into being able to fulfill that metric that I think it's good to track. But as Shannon mentioned, there's so many more things that go into building this brand that you can't, you got to be able to see the forest through the trees. You have to have that big picture.
Yeah. Same thing for like turnover, right? Mm-hmm. SaaS historically has a very low turnover rate for the industry. Our turnover rate's about 5 to 6% in the industry. That's can be anywhere from 15 to 18%. So, you know, we might have to look at influencers maybe in areas where we see higher turnover, like for a division. But again, we're only a piece of the puzzle because there's so many other things at play there.
Great. Okay. So lots of our listeners will want to emulate your success. What are your top tips to them? And also please let us know like how you learned the craft, the trade.
Yeah, I think that there's a couple of things. One is, you know, just like you listen to your customers and get feedback from your external customers, definitely listen to your employees and make sure that you're constantly kind of getting that feedback. Even one thing, you know, Allison and I just had this recent experience where we've been doing some persona work as we start to build out our persona messaging. And I mentioned we were doing some hiring digital advertising for these kind of this different profile. It was a younger profile. And internally, sometimes we get so focused on calling things a certain thing because it makes sense to us. But then when you start listening to your audience, they have no idea what you're talking about. And for example, we were going to call an academy, a SaaS academy, a certain title because we thought it made sense internally. Not we, Allison and Shannon, we SaaS. And candidates that we were interviewing were like, we have no idea what that means. I would never even look for that. Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting to make sure that you're always speaking your candidate's language, you know, your employee's language, not some jargony words.
Yeah, because these were for recent graduate early career positions. So they were entry level into our academies. And, you know, when they're first starting out, even looking and keyword searching, you got to be where your audience is, not where you want them to be.
Right. And we hear that with the brand as well, right? So again, don't make it confusing. Just speak simply. Make sure that people know who you are. If you want to raise your employer brand and or your brand awareness, speak their language.
Got it.
And then in terms of where we're continuing to learn and grow ourselves, you know, obviously we love to reach out to others in this profession, in this area. So if anybody would love to connect, we'd love to chat and share ideas because that's how information is shared. But we also definitely are looking at places like LinkHumans. I think we've listened to most of your other podcasts and read your reports. Yeah. We're part of the Talent Brand Alliance as well. Yeah. So I'm a part of the knowledge-based committee that they have there. So we're actually tasked with helping pull together all of the information and things that people are sharing in the employer brand space and helping vet the materials and the resources to say these are ones that are really strong. And here's some that you might pick up some good tips, but we're really standing behind these certain resources. And I love to poke around and, you know, look at Randstad, Universum, any Glassdoor, LinkedIn, anywhere I can get a report, I love to read it.
And I think maybe the last one too is, you know, be scrappy. You don't have to be the expert in everything. Not only, as Allison mentioned, do you have experts that are in the industry, but also look internally for your experts. You know, we were not the experts on digital advertising, right? We found the folks, the marketing folks in our own company who were, and we had just enough knowledge to be dangerous. But then we went to them and said, you know, teach us, tell us how to do this. Same with social media. We didn't have access to the corporate tools, but we said, we know how to do social media. Give us a seat in your tool and we'll do it. So those types of things, you know, find another way. There's, instead of no, think of how can we make this happen?
Great. Fantastic. So my final question for you is, where can our listeners learn more about your employer brand? Where can they read these employee stories? Is there a specific hashtag?
And yes, also, our
sorry, where can they connect with you as well? So many questions.
Yeah. So our hashtag is hashtag SaaS Life. So you can look for us there, and then you can follow us on LinkedIn, SaaS LinkedIn, and then SaaS.com/careers/SaaS.com/culture. So that's where all of our stories are. You can find out about our culture and where your curiosity matters.
And you're both on LinkedIn and Twitter?
We are, yes. I'm on LinkedIn as Allison Bonner Bogart. I'm in the process of changing names, so I'm using all the names right now. So yes, Allison Bonner Bogart on LinkedIn, and on Twitter, I'm @Allison_Bogart_. So you can find me Twitter and LinkedIn. I'm there.
And I'm Shannon Allen. You can find me both places as well.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good deal. Thanks so much, Jorgen. This was great.
Okay, that is it, folks. And actually, I should mention that I met Allison and Shannon at the Talent Brand Summit earlier this year out in Texas. And if you missed that, fear not, because the summit is also happening in London this autumn, mid-October, in fact. So keep an eye out for that, and I hope to see you at a summit sometime near in the future. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on iOS, Spotify, SoundCloud, and everywhere else. And finally, do you fancy getting the scoop on your organization's reputation as an employer? Check out the Employer Brand Index at employerbrandindex.co, or ping me and I can talk you through it. That is it. Time to sign off. Thank you so much for tuning in and catch you next time. Hey, door.
A Latin magician tells the audience he'll disappear on the count of three. And he says, uno, dos. And then poof, he disappears without a trace.